You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. Cal, the weather?
You know, at least it was sunny this morning.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah. The sun was in my eyes, my old right.
Oh, okay. Well, it wasn't when I came in. I guess it's still a little dark when I'm coming in. So, but anyway, it's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays for the one and only Sandy Williams. Good morning to you, Sandy. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm doing much better than the Bucks did last night.
Oh, man.
They didn't show up, literally. Yeah.
You know, Sandy, there was a time that something like that would have never happened. Those tickets that people, you know, pay for, those high prices, those people wanted to see Giannis and Dame. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
They only probably get one chance a year to see Giannis.
Well, and then the highest scoring guy for the Bucks was someone named Rollins.
Yeah.
People have to go and try and figure out who that was.
Well, their G team played.
Yeah.
The whole G team. I've never seen that, Sandy.
Yeah, it was. They definitely threw in the towel.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty amazing. A pretty amazing thing to me. I was somewhere else, and by the time I got home, I knew the Bucks were on. So let me turn over and see the Bucks. And I turned over in the third quarter. They were losing by almost 40 points.
Yeah.
And I said, man, how can this be? At that time, I didn't know that they didn't play the top five players.
Well, I suspect the league will have something to say about it, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, they've got to. Sandy, Super Bowl is this Sunday. Any favorites?
None of my favorites are playing in the Super Bowl.
No,
I'm afraid that, you know, both teams are really good, but it's a redo, and I think the NFL is probably, in a way, sorry that was the outcome, because ticket sales are, you know, not anywhere near matching what they were last year in terms of the price of tickets and what have you, so the interest level is down.
Hey, Sandy, could it possibly be because it's in New Orleans in the Superdome? The Superdome is older than my house. I'm just,
yeah.
It's been around a long time.
Yeah, I know.
And amenities can't be, you know, Sandy, the amenities can't be that great in the Superdome. So
I think it has to. I don't know. Who knows what causes prices. People are still betting on the game, so,
right.
You know, there'll be lots of people watching it.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be a good game. Personally, the Philadelphia Eagles are a really good team, and I want to see them knock off Kansas City.
Well, I would, too. I think most people, you know, it's sort of like the Yankees.
Yes.
The Yankees always had a following, but most of the country wanted the Yankees to lose.
Sandy, there's so much to talk about this morning, and it all centers on the presidency, government, you know, Project 2025. The thing that President Trump said he didn't know anything about. You mentioned that most of these moves that they're talking about. And by the way, the next one up is doing away with the Department of Education there.
Yeah, I mean, they're using 2025 as the playbook. You know, in fact, it's just the basic playbook. They're winging it and going well beyond, I think, the way Project 2025 conceived of this happening. Project 2025 conceived that they would spend a lot of time building up an infrastructure within the White House that would then be capable of micromanaging the rest of the government. But Elon Musk has taken care of that. He is the infrastructure that the White House has, and he's put together a shock and awe, shock force, a small cadre of people who are running around using the president's power indirectly and directly to take control of the government. And they're doing it in ways that Project 2025 didn't even contemplate. Taking control of the payment system at the Treasury is like controlling the aorta of a human being. You know, they've got the main artery, all the ways that money flows to all of the workers and all of the people in America, five, I can't remember the numbers of trillions of dollars that this office and this process writes checks for, but it's essentially the entire U.S. budget. Yeah. And he now has physical control over that process and is able to shut off whichever appendage of the government he wants to.
You know, Railway's got a group of brilliant, very young people, some 20 years old, just kind of genius kids who are going through all of this stuff in rapid fire.
Well, I mean, this process is unaudited. There's no supervision. There's no check and balance. Elon Musk derives a great deal of his wealth from a number of his corporations who are heavily dependent on their government contracting. He now has access to all the information regarding the bids and costs of his competitors who he might be bidding against. I mean, he's burrowed his way almost immediately into the position of being in control of the information flow in the federal government.
So
much of that is highly strategic. Much of it is confidential, and much of it is strategically secret.
He's got more power than the vice president. And when you see,
if information is power, he has more power than the president. Okay, and the president says that he's in control of Elon Musk and that he won't be doing anything without Elon Musk getting his approval. But Elon Musk is going to be describing to the president what it is he wants to accomplish. And he's going to be in a position to persuade and design the discussion in such a manner that he's going to be able to do a great deal. And the president is only going to be able to try to understand what it is he's accomplishing.
You know, Sandy, I asked you this earlier about the permanent harm that this is going to do to our government. A government that clearly had some issues, you know, many of us could disagree and argue with the way our government has been run before, but we'll be whimpering and crying for the old way the government was run after this, right?
Well, our government has evolved, and it's evolved in a process that is filled with process, okay? So that we have lots of regulations. Every one of those regulations goes through a public notice process, potential hearing processes, and then potentially congressional approval processes after the issuance of the rule. And then most of those rules get tested in court because there are members of the public who either are for them or against them who decide that they want to contest them in court. So our government has evolved over time through a process which is designed to include due process. And to decide that you can simply tear it apart, you know, this is a blitzkrieg. This isn't shock and awe. This is people with boots marching into places, taking them over, shutting them down, shutting down USAID overnight. taking control of the U.S. Treasury's payment system. It's, you know, someone you mentioned to me that Elon Musk was talking about rescinding all the regulations.
Right.
Throw them all out. And then if any of them are needed, we can reinstall them. Well, that, first of all, couldn't be done legally. But number two, were it to be attempted, I mean, those regulations aren't there for no reason whatsoever. They were all there for the reasons of public policy. You know, if we've had something wrong with government, it's been K Street and it's been the power of lobbyists. Well, you know, now we have a K Street that's running right down the middle of Main Street, and it's in full view, and it's the wealthiest people in the world who are now in control, direct control of the government. They're not wielding it by threatening Congress people for about whether they'll get primaried, although that's being done as well, but they've seized direct control.
Two text messages. Brendan, what are you saying, that America is up for sale to the highest bidder? Well, color me surprised. And then Tony said, Elon and his minions can't even be arrested because they'd be pardoned immediately by Trump. He's right, Sandy.
Well, yeah, I mean, what we've got now is a process that is lawless, okay? And we've elected someone who promised to shake things up, but this isn't shaking them up the way they're currently going at it, you know? And the president himself is acting much more predictably, but his minions, the people who have used him, essentially, to get him elected and then to exert their influence over him, are behaving much differently. And they're behaving in a way that I would accuse of being reckless. They've decided that our government is essentially bankrupt, and they're going to throw it out and start over again. Well, that's a massive experiment, and it's a massive experiment that's being done at the expense of the American people.
You know, Sandy, he conned Tom, Dick, and Mary. Donald Trump did a great job of conning Tom, Dick, and Mary that he was going to be looking out for their interests. He hasn't even mentioned them.
Well, no, his tariff policies, the things, you know, this public posturing that he's been doing and this public negotiation, he thinks maybe develops him as a stronger tough guy, gives him a stronger tough guy reputation. But quite the contrary. I think that the rest of the world is watching this, shaking their head and realizing that this guy can be handled. And you know, for instance, he's declared victory in a negotiation with the head of the Mexican government, this newly elected woman, when in fact she obviously took care of him. You know, she gave him a Pyrrhic victory, the 10,000 Mexican troops that she's taking to the border. Well, the prior president of Mexico cut that deal with Joe Biden without any pressure whatsoever in the beginning of the Biden administration.
855-752-4842. That means it's Tuesdays with Sandy Williams, and there's a lot to talk about on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shining lights, yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better be.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday is my co-host Sandy Williams, and Sandy, we'll put it out there to see if anybody knows the music selections and why. And so they'll have to wait until later on in the show to hear that. But so all of you on the phone lines, Calvin, you please.
Yeah, we have Mary from Tulsa.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to play my... Go ahead. You have officially entered into the Twilight Zone. You know, Sandy, this is uncharted territory. And so
the Twilight Zone has a sort of a humorous side, tongue-in-cheek aspect to it. I don't think this is very humorous, quite frankly.
Right. Let's go to Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Mary. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Morning, gentlemen, and thanks for this opportunity as usual. On the subject of finances, I personally had no intention of buying into Bitcoin, but concerning information in political talk right now, I'm hearing something pretty concerning about a Bitcoin scheme that the administration and Congress are intending to introduce cryptocurrency into the federal system. Cynthia Loomis, a Wyoming MAGA Republican senator, is introducing or reintroducing the S-4912 Bitcoin Act of 2024 for address. Do you have any information about this, and could you share, please? Thank you.
Hey, Mary, thank you very much.
Well, I don't, other than the fact that Donald Trump has, in a half-baked sort of way, talked about thinking about putting the American dollar on a Bitcoin basis, you know, not a gold standard, but a cryptocurrency standard. But of course, I think that I would put that into the harebrained discussions that he had during the election. But who knows? I mean, he's now talking about the sovereign fund, and it is true that the Biden administration talked about investigating the possibility of having a sovereign fund. But the people ought to understand all of the complexities that would be involved with the United States setting up a sovereign fund. A sovereign fund could be a huge sum of money that would be controlled somehow by the government, and its investment would be in private enterprises, creating something much like the Wisconsin Retirement Fund or any of our pension funds. But how you control how those things are invested, you know, in a private pension fund, you don't have much concern about whether things will be invested other than for the benefit of the recipients of the pension. But if you have a government with a huge fund, they could invest it in, well, the things that they favor. It could become a political tool for making investments in a patronage sort of a way. They could feather their own nests. One of the discussions of this sovereign fund that Trump is now talking about is, well, maybe we'll buy TikTok. I mean, maybe this is going to become the plaything of the politicians in power in government. But I should just say that whether a sovereign fund is a good idea or not, it requires lots of investigation. And then how we set it up must be handled very carefully and can't be done simply by the administration deciding that they'll do it and setting one up. You know, the accountants of the world, the people who worry about the proper behavior and fiduciary behavior of those who control money, would be turning over in their graves if they thought that a presidential administration could simply set up a sovereign fund for the United States and then run all that money.
Let's go to Robert from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Robert. You say what?
Good morning. I think what we need to do is remind people who Elon Musk is. You know, in a lot of people's mind, he's Tony Stark, right? He's a genius and self-made man. That's not who Elon Musk is. He's a toddler with a Lego set. Elon Musk is the guy that sends tweets from the bathroom. He's the guy that sleeps with other men's wives. He's the guy whose dad owned an interest in a mineral mine, and they were extremely wealthy growing up. I think people really need to realize that before he bought Twitter, he had I don't know if he settled the suit or not. He was trying to buy a woman a horse because she was a flight attendant on one of his corporate planes, and he was accused of a sexual assault. This is who Elon Musk is. No one elected this guy to get into everyone's personal data. You know, if you're a progressive-minded person, dump your Tesla. Do not go on Twitter or X or whatever the hell it's called now. Close your account. There are things we can do. But I would like to see the media step up. They've created this monster. with Donald Trump. It's time to put him back in his place. And where are the Democrats? Wake up and start fighting. There's so much to go after. Give up on immigration. The country knew what they were voting for. They wanted it to happen. That's not where the fight is. It's all these other issues around democracy. I mean, you don't have the CPAC conference in Viktor Orban's Hungary for no reason. There's a plan here, and most Americans don't know what's in 2025. That's where the battlefield needs to be, not immigration. Let it go. Focus on the big stuff.
Hey, Robert Mann, you kind of hit the ball out of the park, Sandy.
Well, absolutely. I do think that immigration is the shiny object, and it's been the shiny object that probably got Donald Trump elected, and he's going to continue to thrash around about it. My suspicion is that even without much pushback, all of these people of great wealth who are controlling Donald Trump will push back themselves to the extent that the immigration would, the deportation of immigrants would begin to get in the way of their economic interests, and it will very quickly. This is an experiment. This is what they're doing right now is like a 10-year-old playing with a chemistry set and experimenting with the federal government in a way that is outlandish. And the only people who are at risk of this, not the people who are doing the experimentation, the people at risk are Tom, Dick, and Mary, the people of the United States.
All right, 855-752-4842. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday with my co-host Sandy Williams and you. We're going to continue the conversation. Again, Trump fires the director of Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. What does that mean to you on the Earl Ingram Show? All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host Sandy Williams. And we are talking about some things, Sandy, that are taking place. Project 2025, if people recall, you spent an entire week we did going over what was in Project 2025, and Donald Trump clearly stated while he was running, he didn't know anything about it, hadn't heard about it. And now this is going even beyond what was in Project 2025.
Well, the mechanism that's being used to accomplish what was in 2025 is going beyond what was ever discussed in Project 2025. But 2025 was a pretty comprehensive model for what it is that's happening, which was basically to remake the United States government, but to tear it down completely. He started mass firings. He started buyouts. He started all the things. You know, the Project 2025 I had built into it the notion that he would try to get rid of at least 15,000 federal employees right from the get-go. Well, he's well on the way to that number, even though everyone thought the number was maybe 3,000 to 5,000. He's clearly got his sights, and Elon Musk have their sights on a much larger number. I think they realized they could stub their toe when they started sending out this opportunity for people to to essentially stop working and get an 8-month buyout when they realize that it could affect broad personnel, even those who might be involved with safety or agencies that were involved with safety. This airplane crash, I think, put a face on federal workers that should give the listeners at least some pause about the notion that federal workers should just be eliminated across the board.
Tony says, this isn't shaking it up, it's breaking it down. It's tearing the government down.
Yeah.
Tony also says, I believe conservatives love it when government picks winners and losers. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Sandy. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, hold on. Trump just said on today's news, breaking news, to Canada, we don't need them for anything. Well, Sandy, anyway, go ahead, CJ. We don't need them for anything. Go ahead, CJ.
Well, accountability is going to be wonderful because the taxpayers' money, there should be accountability. And you guys were okay when the billionaires spent millions, and actually Zuckerberg over 460 on Joe Biden. You guys ranted and raved about him. But now when
I don't think Zuckerberg was ever it was ever established that he spent $460 million on Joe Biden. I think that's a conjured up fact. He spent millions, no question about it. But you know, how are you going to hold Elon Musk accountable? You know, accountability means that you report to somebody and that you have some limitation on what you're doing. But what's being done now in Washington is being done totally outside the boundary of the law.
Well, so was the FBI spending $2 million on Facebook.
Well, now you understand that pointing at someone else as having violated the law never was an excuse, okay? But you know, CJ, your tendency is to say, yeah, but, okay? And the yeah, but always involves pointing your finger at somebody else who was doing something wrong. Is that the justification? Because if you were allowed to get away with misconduct based on that when you were growing up, it didn't do you well.
You don't want to hear my point. Well,
CJ, we heard your point. Okay, CJ, we heard your point, and your point makes no sense because Zuckerberg never got into a position where he was controlling what happens in our government. They're not the same. They're nowhere near the same.
What was your point? I thought your point was that this was good because now the government was going to be held accountable. Did you have a point beyond that to make?
Yep. Marco Rubio was taking over USAID at the State Department because of the amount of corruption that has gone on there. You guys don't want an audit. You don't want to know what's actually
who is you guys? Of course, that isn't true. I think an audit is a good idea. Auditing would be a process that is within the law. Okay, that's different. Okay, that's an audit. All of Washington ought to get audited, and they ought to get audited regularly.
Well, you are a hypocrite because you want certain laws enforced, but not others. You saw Biden go to the U.S. Supreme Court 3 times to get, after it was deemed unconstitutional, to have student loan forgiveness. You don't want an accountability.
Hey CJ, this is.
I don't know who you. I don't know who you is, CJ. But I'd prefer to be held accountable for things I've actually said or done.
And how do you even compare Joe Biden talking about student loan debt to Elon Musk and Donald Trump taking over the government? How's there a moral equivalency to that, CJ?
Because DEI proves the corruption.
All right. How does DEI prove the corruption? Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Brendan, you're up, man. I wanted to take him before you to give you a shot at responding.
I so appreciate that. You know, his CJ, his get the lid back is getting a little old. But, hey, CJ, do you realize that the military, the DOD, that your wonderful boy put in charge of a guy who was a talking head on Fox has never passed an audit? The DOD's never gotten through an audit. They waste more money than I don't know who. But my thing was this. One, the oligarchy has arrived, ladies and gentlemen, and you can look at everything that's going on right now, and it all goes back to the people with all the money controlling what's going on. Two, sure seeing a lot of stories on people's phones about every little thing that happens with an airliner. Guess what? The Trump narrative machine is live and well. And it's out there pumping the narrative because he's got to justify the asinine thing he did after an air disaster. I just watched the poor father of that young skater and the mother on CNN, and I couldn't keep the tears from coming down my face. It's the saddest thing. And that clown got up and made it a political issue. And finally, more than anything, he's a nut. And people like CJ are just angry, and they've got nothing but anger for people. They don't have any solutions. And CJ, you don't care about accountability because Elon Musk made about $150 billion. We've got a guy who's not even a citizen getting government contracts, and now he's got your Social Security number and knows more about you than we do. So I hope you're happy. And everybody that voted for Trump, well, guess what? It's come to roost. And ICE, they're just taking soft targets.
Hey Brendan. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Cassandra from Madison. Let me ask you, Cassandra, you voted for Donald Trump. Are you having buyer's remorse?
Not particularly, and I'll tell you why. This can all be put an end to if the Republican Congress and Senate exercise their duties and require Donald Trump to follow the law. That's the issue we have before us, and that is what I am waiting to see.
Do you think that's going to take place?
No, it's not going to take place. I wish it would. And as I said before, I did vote for Trump reluctantly because something needed to be done because the Democrats, they were not fulfilling their promises. But I am not, unlike CJ, I am willing to say when something is a problem. And, you know, Sandy mentioned something that I had not truly considered before. Sandy said that Elon Musk has access to the He could have access to the official bids for government contractors. So what that means is that not only does he have information on government contractors from the past, but he could also inform his friend about what the bid was submitted for a contract that is in the process of review. And That is concerning. And Sandy, thanks for that information.
All right, Cassandra, thank you very much for the call. Sandy?
Well, I just think that what we've got going right now is unchecked, okay? And the government, our confidence in our government is because it's filled with checks and balances. But as Cassandra points out, it's going to be up to the Republicans in Congress to stand up to this president and to Elon Musk, who both of whom threatened to primary opponents against them. And almost universally, this Congress has proven itself to be supplicants, people who are afraid of that very process. and are going to be submissive to whatever it is that Trump and Elon Musk want to push through. And we should understand that this is a blitzkrieg. What they're doing is doing it as fast as possible. They're doing as many things as possible simultaneously so that our attention span can't even absorb what it is that's ongoing as they do it. And, you know, each day we wake up to find out that something else startling has happened. Now, you know, whether USAID has been moved to the State Department is of much less importance than what's happening with Elon Musk and the control over all of expenditures and all the information that's implicit there, as well as this unsanctioned, unauthorized buyout of all federal employees. I mean, we're watching these people with zero governmental experience really experiment with our government in a way that the people at risk for this experimentation are the people of the United States. You know, they're experimenting with us, and we should understand that yes, changes might be needed and transparency is important, and maybe the biggest change that would have helped would have to create much more transparency and to try and take money out of government, out of politics. I mean, but neither of those two things are happening. Nothing that's happening today is transparent, that's ongoing with Elon Musk and the others. And taking money out of government is the exact opposite of what's happened. Taking money, we've put money directly in control of our politics and our government.
You know, Sandy, Cassandra said it wasn't working with Joe Biden. And I think it's not going to take, you know, another month before people realize whatever was going on with Joe Biden, it was far better than what the prospects of what we're facing now could ever be. All right, 855-752-4842. Up next, we're going to talk about, you know, many, many other things.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. It means Tuesday. My co-host, Sandy Williams. And Sandy will reveal what possessed you to play the music that you've played this morning. I kind of know if you listen to the lyrics of the things that you played thus far. We're going to do that in the next hour. But you are officially in the Twilight Zone, and let's go to the phone lines. Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning, guys. Hey, real quick, I was taught in school that the main function of the United States government is really to create a landscape for liberty and justice for all. It is not a business. It's a government, and we cannot expect a government to run like a business. It's almost an oxymoron in ways. But this thing is totally come off the rails. So instead of really, you know, injecting the new term, which isn't that new, that we're devolving into a fascist nation, maybe using the right vocabulary will get the attention that of we the peeps. But what we're definitely seeing here, in my opinion, is we're seeing a transition of sheeple going into sacrificial lambs. This thing is with this new administration. You know, we already know their position on union busing. We already know you talked about consumer finance protections in other groups. Also, he has fired over a couple dozen inspector generals. So if we're looking for accountability in defense contracts or anything else, why in the world, CJ, or anybody else who thinks differently, why would you be firing the watchdogs of these groups other than the obvious answer? So, you know, we've suddenly seen this corporate profits are being treated with much more important than we the people in our lives. We saw that with the jobs. We saw that with Rust Belt states. We see that continuously. You know, the malls. You know, the malls used to be a great place for everybody to meet and to have lunch and you know, have social gatherings. I mean, my gosh, who would have thunk 30 or 40 years ago that malls would be almost extinct? Anything and anywhere where we the people meet and we congregate, we share, and we care, it's been under attack. And I just got to say this, you know, again, it would trip my thought process here was the consumer finance protections, again, being removed so us sheeple can continue to fall into be the sacrificial lambs. It's really insane to allow our government to be run by a bunch of James Bond villains that are too rich to fail, too rich to jail, and too big to hold accountable. It's the truth.
Hey, Mike. Yeah. Thank you very much for the call, Sandy.
Well, I think Mike's the frustration in Mike's voice is what people must be feeling because, you know, you feel sort of powerless when you watch something like Elon Musk being given the keys to the car, meaning the United States government, and watching him drive it away. Because it seems to be something that is without the ability to control it. We've got a Congress that seems to be emasculated, and we only have the courts. And the courts can't act very quickly, and they don't actually have the power to enforce their orders. So I strongly believe that one of the next things we're going to see is the Trump administration defying court orders. And in fact, there's a judge right now who thinks that he enjoined the freeze on expenditures, who's expressing concern about whether the government is in fact ignoring that injunction. And it might be. So, you know, what we've got is someone who's actually assaulting the government as we know it and believing that they can erect something different and what, from their standpoint, better. But what looks better to them is not, I think, going to look better to us.
Sandy,
it's going to be putting all this control in the hands of one person.
Let me say, Sandy, this is one of the greatest threats to the government of the United States that it has ever faced. And we're looking at this as it develops. And there are people who are silent on it. And nobody should remain silent on this threat.
People were frustrated. You expressed earlier, many people have been frustrated with the government, want change. And these people are taking advantage of that sentiment to change it in ways that nobody ever contemplated.
All right, 855-752-4842. Hang on the phone lines. When we come back, Trump and Congress are skipping out on the bill.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.